English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Nous allons découvrir l'hospitalité sénégalaise avec Linda, la touriste anglaise, qui ne serait complète sans Ataya ou thé sénégambien. Nous allons écouter le grand frère, Joe, son petit frère, et Linda, la touriste anglaise. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, aux deux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. Le grand frère sert le thé à Linda. 2. En Mauritanie aussi, on sert du thé fort, comme au Sénégal. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi le second verre de thé est-il plus léger que le premier? 2. Sans quoi l'Ataya n'est-il pas un vrai Ataya pour le grand frère? 3. Quelle marque de thé Joe a-t-il utilisé? Vous allez apprendre les mots relatifs au matériel et aux ingrédients du thé sénégambien. Vous apprendrez ensuite les ordinaux. Vous apprendrez enfin comment faire une comparaison en anglais en utilisant des adjectifs.
Joe, come and make some tea for our guest, Linda. 3 cups, of course.
1 cup will be enough, thank you.
Only 1 cup? Linda, this is not British tea. We drink it all day long, not only at 5 o'clock. This is Ataya, a Senegalese tea, and it makes 3 cups.
I've had Mauritanian tea, but this looks quite different. Where's the teapot?
Right here. Of course, it's not a delicate porcelain teapot.
Ataya is made with this small charcoal stove and served in small glasses.
Ataya is much stronger than Mauritanian tea. The first cup is the strongest.
What about the second cup?
The second cup is lighter and sweeter. We add sugar and fresh mint leaves to the brewing tea.
And the third cup is like nectar. It's the sweetest one.
I like the way you pour the tea, how it foams in the cups.
My little brother is an expert. Without foam, it's not a real Ataya.
Here, Linda, have your first cup.
Ugh, too strong, Joe.
Really? And this is only crazy camel tea, not as strong as iron powder.
Joe, you're only 20 years old. I'm over 40. Could you please add water, sugar, and mint?
That's a sweet infusion, then. And Linda, without foam.
I know. Without foam, it's not real Ataya.
Nous avons entendu Linda et ses hôtes autour du thé. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Le grand frère sert le thé à Linda. L'énoncé 2 est faux. En Mauritanie aussi, on sert du thé fort, comme au Sénégal. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi le second verre de thé est-il plus léger que le premier? Il est plus sucré et parfumé aux feuilles de menthe fraîches. 2. Sans quoi l'Ataya n'est-il pas un vrai Ataya pour le grand frère? Sans la mousse. 3. Quelle marque de thé Joe a-t-il utilisé? Crazy Camel. Vous voulez faire du thé comme Joe? Commencez par connaître le matériel requis et sa traduction en anglais. Écoutez et répétez. Fourneau, stove. Théière, teapot. Verre, glasses. Charbon de bois, charcoal. Répétez ces ordinaux. First, second, third. Pour les autres ordinaux, ils se terminent par les lettres TH, par exemple, fourth, fifth, sixth, etc. Répétez maintenant ces phrases.
Attends. Daya is much stronger than Mauritanian tea. The second cup is lighter and sweeter.
Nous avons là des comparatifs de supériorité avec des adjectifs courts. Il suffit d'ajouter les lettres er à l'adjectif suivi de than qu'on peut parfois omettre. En français, il donne plus suivi de l'adjectif et de que dans l'expression plus que. Par exemple, Joe is younger than Linda. Écoutez aussi ces phrases. The first cup is the strongest. The third cup is the sweetest. Linda is the oldest. Ces comparaisons sont des superlatifs. En français, ils donnent le plus suivi de l'adjectif. Nous avons pris le thé avec Linda et ses hôtes. Maintenant, vous savez de quoi vous avez besoin pour faire du thé sénégambien ou ataya. Vous connaissez les ingrédients pour faire un bon ataya. Vous savez dire premier, deuxième, troisième, etc. Vous savez même comparer. Et n'oubliez pas de faire mousser votre ataya. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Interview, un entretien professionnel. En français, on dit aussi interview. Dans la conversation qui suit, nous allons entendre un entretien avec Mr. Blake. Il parlera de la compagnie où il travaille et de ses responsabilités dans cette firme. I work for a Chinese company.
I work for a Chinese company, International Robotics.
Je travaille pour une compagnie chinoise. What does your company manufacture? Que fabrique votre compagnie? We manufacture industrial equipments and robots.
We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
Nous fabriquons des robots industriels. Le verbe to manufacture veut dire fabriquer, faire, construire, produire industriellement.
Good morning, Mr. Blake. Thank you for coming to our program.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Please tell our listeners a little about yourself and your company.
Well, I work for a Chinese company, International Robotics. Our head office is in Beijing, China.
What does your company manufacture?
We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
What are the industrial robots used for?
They're used in the manufacturing process, for example, in car manufacturing and in production of computer parts.
Ensuite, Charles Blake va dire, My main responsibility is to export industrial robots to North America.
My main responsibility is to export the company's industrial robots to North America.
Export, le verbe exporter, à la différence de import, importer. C'est-à-dire quand on amène des produits dans le pays. Dans ce cas précis, c'est de la Chine vers l'Amérique du Nord que la compagnie de Monsieur Blake exporte. I export industrial robots to North America. What are the robots used for? À quoi servent les robots? To be used for.
What are the industrial robots used for?
Littéralement, à quoi ces robots vont-ils être utilisés?
They're used in the manufacturing process. For example, in car manufacturing and in production of computer parts.
Car manufacturing. La fabrication de voitures. Computer parts. Des pièces détachées pour ordinateur.
What are your responsibilities at International Robotics?
My main responsibility is to export the company's industrial robots to North America.
I see. Do you spend most of your time in North America?
Not really. I work at the company's head office in Beijing, but I do spend a lot of time traveling.
Vous avez entendu, our head office is in Beijing.
Notre siège est à Pékin. Head office. To head. Diriger. Head vient de tête. Être à la tête. To head.
Our head office is in Beijing, China.
Reprenons la dernière phrase.
But I do spend a lot of time traveling.
I spend a lot of time traveling. Littéralement, je passe beaucoup de temps à voyager. Je voyage beaucoup. To travel, voyager. Time, le temps. To spend time est une expression très courante aux États-Unis. How do you spend your time? Littéralement, comment passes-tu ton temps? Et vous, votre travail vous permet-il de voyager? Do you travel for your work?
My main responsibility is to export industrial robots.
I am responsible for exporting industrial robots.
I work at the company's head office.
I work at the company's main office.
Pour les questions qui ne sont pas conjuguées avec le verbe être, on se sert du verbe to do, faire. Par exemple, you work for International Robotics. Do you work for International Robotics? Does he work for International Robotics? She works for International Robotics. Does she work for International Robotics? Ou bien, it works, en parlant d'un objet mécanique. Does it work? Il faut bien sûr être à l'aise avec la conjugaison du verbe to do, faire, au présent. I do, you do, he does, she does, it does. We do, you do, they do. Essayons entre nous de poser une question avec do. En l'occurrence, une phrase que nous allons entendre tout de suite. Mr. Blake works for International Robotics. La question, who does Mr. Blake work for?
Who does Mr. Blake work for?
Pour qui travaille Monsieur Blake? He works at the company's head office. Il travaille au siège de la compagnie. La question, does he work at the company's head office?
Who does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Is he responsible for the import or export of industrial robots? He is responsible for the export of industrial robots. Does he work at International Robotics head office?
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Travel, voyager. To travel by airplane. Voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
I like to take the train. J'aime prendre le train. Do you like to travel? Yes, I love to travel. How do you like to travel? By plane? Par avion? By car? En voiture? By train? Il s'agissait de voyage et de moyens de transport. By car? By train, by plane, by bus. Pour vous exercer, pensez aux moyens de transport que vous utilisez le plus souvent. How do you travel? I travel by car. I travel by train. I travel by bus. I travel by airplane. Nous espérons vous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Goodbye.
Michelle Joseph, bienvenue à Anglais Télé.
And I'm Roger Muntou.
And you can find us on Facebook, at Facebook Anglais Télé.
That's right.
We're going to continue talking about the tenses. We are going to go from the present progressive to the past tense using the progressive of be and ing. And we're going to give you some examples. For example, I was walking in the park last night.
That's right.
When a dog ran up to me and just bit me.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good sentence because you're using still the ing, but you using the past first and then the verb with an ending ing, saying that it was the action started and was continuing when the dog, attacked you. So until the dog attacked you, you were still walking. So
exactly.
The action was still going, and that action happened within that time.
Right. So it's a timeline that's in the past already.
Yeah.
But it's ongoing. Mm. As I'm telling you the story about yesterday.
It's ongoing.
In that action, it was an action that was ongoing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit tricky. I'm going to get immediately into it.
Mm.
Okay, so I was writing an email to my mother when my father came into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, stop.
Yeah, so as you were writing,
You didn't stop, and your dad just walked in. Your father just walked in. I was eating when the dog just walked into the kitchen.
Did he take your bone?
I hope not. No, he didn't.
Okay, well, we're going to ask our listeners to participate with this past and this continuous action in the past. Mm. So you
now, do we call this past progressive?
I actually added the progressive. I think they call
that's
it
nice
past
to
continuous. But
continuous.
I really wanted listeners to understand that we're talking about the past. Mm. It's an action which in the past is not an instant action.
Right.
It's an action that's ongoing. Mm. And then something happens in the past right after that action. And we need to use prepositions for that. Like when, while, as, then. And this brings that instantaneous moment in the past.
Right.
We're going to ask our listeners to help us out. Let's welcome our guests.
Yep.
Hi, we are going to welcome Paul Wayne. I love
Paul
his name.
Wayne.
Paul Wayne Kabisele. From
DRC.
DRC,
yeah.
Exactly.
Kabisele is DRC. That's my brother.
We're really happy to have you. Hi, Paul. Paul Wayne. Oh, and we still have Mariam Gaba from the English Club in Bamako. Hi, Mariam.
Hi.
And we have Halima Touré, also from Bamako. Welcome, Halima.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
All right. So we have decided to get a bit more complicated, and we are exploring.
Yep.
That's the present progressive. We are exploring, and we have explored. We're going to put you guys on the spot and ask you what you've done in the past in the progressive form, and then suddenly you're interrupted by something, also an action in the past, like Roger and I were saying. I'm going to give a quick example. I was tweeting my friend. Then he called on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And I can give another example. I was drinking water when my brother called me on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's kind of you're a copycat. Okay. So we're going to ask Paul Wayne, since you haven't yet spoken to us, we're going to ask you to give us an example of something in the past that's progressive, and then an action happens to interrupt that progressive action. Okay, Paul, we can't hear you. Can you speak a bit louder?
I think the line is pretty bad.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very good. Paul, we know that you're listening, so we're going to put Paul in audition, and he's going to listen to the other students and give with their examples. Mariam Gaba, we're going to ask you to give us an example of a progressive action in the past, interrupted suddenly by something also in the past.
Okay. My sentence is, I was walking in the street when I saw some children running away from the school.
Okay. Because she was walking when she saw. So she used the two past tense very correctly.
That was good.
So one is the past progressive or past continuous.
Yeah, that was good.
And then she used the past simple.
Yep.
When I saw. And of course, saw is an irregular verb.
Right.
To see, saw, I saw, saw. Mm. Okay, Halima.
Okay,
yes, go ahead.
I can give another sentence also.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. I was promoting the English language when I met wonderful people.
When what?
When she met wonderful people. Can you repeat it again, please? We love your English.
I was promoting the English language.
Language. Yeah. Yes.
Language.
Mm-hmm. When
I met a beautiful people or a wonderful people of English.
Okay, when she met beautiful English-speaking people, I think she means.
Okay, English-speaking people.
Yes, that's a very good example. Halima, can I ask you to give an example as well of something in the past continuous, and then you are interrupted by an action in the past?
Okay. I was watching TV when my husband interrupted me. Or something. I'm going to give you a typical example right now. I was listening to your broadcasting when my son just wake up and cry. Why, mama, and he's still crying too.
Okay. No, real life. So you were listening to Anglitili when your child started to cry.
And that's
I was concentrated. He just wake up and
now that's Halima, right?
Yeah, this is okay. Halima Touré.
Halima, we're gonna fix that. The beautiful sentences. Those sentences are beautiful, but we're gonna fix something really, really minor. No big deal. You say I was watching TV when my husband interrupted me. No, when my husband interrupted me. With the ED.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to put, and then I was, and I was listening to you when my child cried. You also, because also it's happening. Yeah. You know, it's also happening. Also
yeah. Yeah. This is the past tense, and most verbs in the past tense finish with ED in the past.
Why? I love you so much.
Okay. Wonderful.
You're very welcome.
That's why we're here. Yeah. And, okay, so...
okay, I understand, and I understood very well now.
Excellent, excellent.
It's about ED.
Yes,
ED.
Yes, in the past.
It's happening in the past. Mm.
And finished in the past.
Interrupt you.
Yeah. And
The ED form.
Yep.
So the verb...
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's an action that started in the past and finished in the past. Right,
yeah, right, because
now, but at the beginning, I was not understanding.
Okay. Yes, because we actually we combined two. So to recap for all of you, we combined two past tenses. One which was in the progressive; it was an action that was ongoing, but in the past, and then it was interrupted by an action that ended in the past as well. So. I was walking my dog in the park when a strange man came out of the bush and hit me.
Mm-hmm. Came.
So came, that's the past of to come.
Yep.
To come is an irregular verb. So when it's an irregular verb, everyone has to learn those by heart. There's no way around that. But most verbs, it's ED.
Yes.
At the end.
Yeah. And most regular verbs.
So Mariam Gaba, are you good with that?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I think that we've covered, you know, we're going to continue working on the past tenses and the present tenses and all the variety of these tenses that are so complicated sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to include all of you for the next few lessons on these two.
Yes, it will be important for us to continue some lesson with these students.
Right.
Who are brilliant.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
I mean, they're stunning.
Yeah.
They are stunning.
Awesome.
So we're going to thank Halima Touré.
Thank you, Halima Touré.
Paul thank Wayne. You. Mariam Gaba.
Thank you, Mariam.
And
you're welcome.
Thank you, and
Awa
Traoré, and that's it for today. Thanks.
Thank you so much, and see you next time.
Bye-bye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Ben, vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct et de pratiquer l'anglais.
Avec
Michel
et Roger. Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Consultez aussi notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.